Hello, Alison Hernandez, and I'm here with Bob Jope, who is the head of media for Force for Change, the Torbay Community Development Trust. Bob, head of media, tell me about it. What do you do?
Well, it sounds very grand. Quite a few tasks. In fact, I wrote a weekly column in the Herald Express that's primarily aimed at the community to let them know what's going on within the voluntary charity sector, promote events, sometimes just discuss issues that come up with regard to things like fundraising and just volunteering generally. With Ursha, who joined us recently from the council, we put together a fortnightly bulletin. That's about to be radically revamped and very exciting. Ooh. It's going to be too. We'll invite people to contribute to it and just listen up, basically, for the news that's going to hit you in the next week or two.
Oh, something that's being revamped. I quite like the idea of that. So is it going to be an email bulletin, is it?
It'll be a fortnightly email. That's the plan. We're looking at various formats, various ways of making it look, making it not just look, but be jazzy and new and exciting. So there'll be all sorts of fun content and serious stuff too. We're revamping a radio show too. We do a weekly radio show on Riviera, community radio.
Brilliant.
And again, people from the community come in, talk about what they're up to, charity events, promote things, just give us some background and fill us in. So listen in once a week on Wednesday mornings and you catch up on the latest info and a bit of goss too now and again.
God, you are a bit busy, Bob, aren't you? I mean, this is the radio. When's the TV happening?
That's on the cards. In fact, we've got two or three cameras in the new recording studio, so we'll actually be you can see us on air as well in a few weeks'
brilliant.
Time. I know that the Brixham players are very keen to come back in because we had six of them in the studio recently, and they loved being there. A very small studio, very crowded event, and they're looking forward to coming back and this time being filmed too. So
fantastic. So basically, it's look out for the Herald every week because you're talking in there, and the community can contribute to your column if they wanted to, and have a chat online and comment online as well at the article. And then you're on Riviera FM every Wednesday, and I'll put this all with the podcast so that people can check it out. And we'll await this bulletin that's going to be coming out that's been revamped. So I look forward to that, Bob. Thank you for your time.
You too.